I'm Jeb Sharp with The World. You're familiar with Bambi, right?
Burr.
Burr. Look, he's starting to talk.
The 1942 Disney movie turned the cute little deer into an American classic. But did you know that a lot of the art in that Oscar-winning film was actually inspired by Chinese landscapes? That's because one of the animators was a Chinese immigrant named Tyrus Wong. He died last week at the age of 106. Pamela Tom is a director who spent 17 years making a documentary about Tyrus Wong.
I want to reference a quote that appears in my film, it's by Tyrus, and he says, if you can make a painting with 5 strokes instead of 10, you can make your painting sing. And that captures so beautifully his philosophy and approach towards art. It's less is more. It's very painterly, very ethereal, very impressionistic, and that's what he brought to Bambi. So if you go back, it looks like a Chinese landscape painting.
Which makes sense when you know about his life. He immigrated to the U.S. in 1920, and this was not an easy time for Chinese people to come to the United States. Tell us a little bit about his journey.
So there was, you know, a lot of political turmoil in China at the time, and his father decided to bring Tyrus to America for better opportunities. The Chinese Exclusion Act was in force, which barred the immigration of all Chinese to the U.S., except for a very small number of classes, which was, you know, minister, student, diplomat, and a merchant. So they came over under false papers. They were pretending to be merchants. So it was a very frightening first entry into the U.S.
And he grew up where?
They originally went to Sacramento, which was nearby San Francisco, but, you know, his father, it was difficult for him to find work, so he went to Los Angeles and left Tyrus alone to live in a boarding house in a dark alley in Sacramento. And naturally, you know, as a young boy, he started skipping school. He was not all that interested in academics, and he just was kind of goofing off and working at a grocery, trying to pay off the cost of his ticket to the U.S. But when he started failing in school, his father sent him $20 and ordered him to get on the next train to Los Angeles. And so he was reunited with his father, was greeted with a couple of slaps across the face for being such a, you know.
This guy can't get a break.
I know. And so it was in middle school. He was going to Benjamin Franklin Middle School in Pasadena, where his teachers recognized his talents and suggested that he try to get a scholarship to Otis Art Institute. Pursuing art, becoming an artist, was probably the least plausible pursuit you could have, you know, imagined. His father had to borrow $90, which was a princely sum, to get him through his first semester at art school. You know, after that, he was able to get full scholarships. So his father not only went out and borrowed that money, but he made Tyrus practice his calligraphy every single night when he came home. They lived in this tiny, you know, boarding house, and they didn't have money for paper. They didn't have money for ink. So he had Tyrus practice his calligraphy by dipping a brush in water and leaving imprints and impressions on newspapers. So he could not have done this without his father's support.
Wow. And he eventually makes his way to Disney, which is a story in itself. What was it like for him to be a Chinese artist at Disney?
Well, he was one of very, very few. He was the first to work in the animation department, and he entered as a lowly in-betweener, which was your sort of entry-level job. And, you know, he learned that Bambi was in pre-production, and he got the book. He read the book by Felix Salten and went home, and on the weekends and at night, he would just draw these sketches, these little small little paintings that captured the feeling of the forest. And he brought them back to his boss, who was Tom Kodrick, the art director on Bambi, and showed them to him. And Tom Kodrick brought them to Walt Disney's attention. And when he saw them, Walt said, this is it. This is the look. So Tyrus was immediately promoted to what was called, you know, an inspirational sketch artist. He would create the look and the feel. And based on those paintings, everything else followed.
And it sounds, I mean, it's such a great title, inspirational sketch artist. It sounds like his talent was recognized. Did he get his due at Disney, though?
He was recognized by the artist there. But in the film itself, his credit was one of many background artists. So in a way, publicly, it really wasn't until decades later when books were starting to be written about him and stories that his the full weight of his contributions were acknowledged and recognized.
Do you want to say more about, I mean, that what was the role of race in the trajectory of his life and the kind of unseen, unsung aspects of his career?
Yeah, any other person would have been thwarted by the racism, the discrimination. At Republic Pictures, he was on his first day of work, and the head of the department called him a chink. This is something he had to bear day in and day out throughout his career. He couldn't buy a house, you know, until the laws were changed in California that allowed Chinese and other minorities to own property. But I think that it was that strong, singular drive to create and to paint and to draw and to, you know, share the world as he saw it is what got him through that.
What was he like to be with?
Oh, you know, it's like I get tears in my eyes when I think about him and that I will no longer have the gift of being in his presence. He always gave. He would give his art away. I mean, he gave his time. He gave his love. He gave his talents. He was just that kind of person. And he was just an incredibly rare human being in spirit.
Personally, for you, what do you draw from him? How has he affected your career, your sense of self?
You know, I was drawn to him because we as minorities working in the arts, well, any person working in the arts, you want to believe that your dreams are possible, that it's not pursuing a dead end. You know, you hear enough no's your whole life. To encounter Tyrus, to learn about him, to see what he achieved, just gave me so much hope and faith that this pursuit of creating and being an artist is worthwhile and possible. And that's what I want to share with others by telling his story. And I think it's been affecting people in that way.
Well, thank you so much for telling us about him. Pamela Tom is the director of the documentary film Tyrus.
Thank you for having me.